Let's get NCLEX ready. Hi, I'm Nurse JoJo, registered nurse and founder of Cutie Nurses. Join me as I break down the most difficult questions and share the tools that empowered over 1,500 students to crush the NCLEX exam. Each week, I'll share tips, reviews, along with a ton of resources to help you become a registered nurse and thrive. So step into the world of nursing with confidence at cutienurses.com/start. 50 quick next generation NCLEX maternity facts to pass your next nursing exam. Today we're tackling 50 quick maternity facts you need to know before your exam. I'll pause briefly after each fact, but feel free to pause the video if you need more time. Let's get NCLEX ready together. Statement 1. Non-stress test is done to determine the well-being of the fetus. Statement 2. An adolescent pregnancy is considered to be high risk. Statement 3. HELLP stands for hemolysis, elevated liver enzyme, and low platelet count. Statement 4. Painless bright red vaginal bleeding is seen in placenta previa. Statement 5. Quickening is a presumptive pregnancy sign, which is the first perception of fetal movement by the pregnant individual. Statement 6. Presentation is the part of the fetus that enters the pelvic inlet first. Statement 7. If the pregnant client walks around after experiencing contraction upon awakening and it goes away, this is false labor. Statement 8. Stage 1 is the longest stage of labor. Statement 9. Leopold's maneuver should be completed during the first stage of labor. Statement 10. The nurse should assess for respiratory depression and aspiration if the pregnant client had general anesthesia. Statement 11. The pregnant client is experiencing true labor when the contractions are increasing in duration and intensity. Statement 12. Nulli gravida is a person who has never been pregnant. Nulli para is someone who has not had a birth that occurred greater than 20 weeks of gestation. Statement 13. Signs and symptoms of abruptio placentae includes dark red vaginal bleeding and uterine pain and or tenderness. Statement 14. Latin, active, and transition are the three phases of the first stage of labor. Statement 15. The nurse understands that the pregnant client has completed stage 1 of labor when cervical dilation is complete and ready to start stage 2. Statement 16. The third stage of labor is the separation of placenta. Statement 17. The fourth stage of labor is physical recovery. Statement 18. Oxytocin is given to increase the frequency and duration of uterine contraction. Oxytocin infusions should be discontinued if the uterine contraction frequency is less than 2 minutes or the fetus is in distress. Statement 19. Goodell's sign is the softening of the cervix. Statement 20. Nutrients, medication, and alcohol can pass through the placenta. Statement 21. Vena cava syndrome is also known as supine hypotension and should be avoided by avoiding the supine position. Statement 22. A serious complication during childbirth where the uterus partially or entirely turns inside out is known as uterine inversion. Statement 23. The three types of placenta previa are total, partial, and marginal. Statement 25. Hegar's sign is a probable sign of pregnancy. Okay, that was the first 25 maternity quick facts. You can get a glimpse of how effective my digital flashcards are for NCLEX quick facts like the ones in the video when you grab your 160 free digital flashcards at cutienurses.com/start. While you're here, smash that red subscribe button below to stay updated with all our latest insights and tips. Now, let's go over the next 25 maternity quick facts. Statement 26. Cephalic presentation is when the head is first. The most common presentation is the cephalic presentation. Statement 27, minor station is above the ischial spine. Station 0 is at the ischial spine. Plus station is below the ischial spine. Statement 28, irregular contractions that do not have progression and lack of dilation indicates false labor. Statement 29, a prolonged and painful labor is called dystocia. Statement 30, biophysical profile is the non-invasive assessment of the fetus. An ultrasound and electronic fetal monitoring are done to assess for the fetal breathing, movement, tone, heart rate, and amniotic fluid index. Statement 31, the provider should be notified if the client is experiencing chills and a fever after amniocentesis. Statement 32, fundal height is evaluated to monitor fetal growth. Statement 33, the fetal heart rate is usually 2 times the maternal heart rate. Statement 34, the most favorable pelvis for a successful labor and birth is the gynecoid pelvis. Statement 35, a fertilized egg growing outside of the uterus is known as an ectopic pregnancy, which commonly occurs in the fallopian tube. Statement 36, hydatidiform mole is a molar pregnancy that occurs in which an egg and sperm join improperly to create a non-cancerous tumor. Statement 37, gestational diabetes can occur in pregnant clients without a history of diabetes mellitus. A 3-hour oral glucose tolerance test is done if the 1-hour glucose challenge test is abnormal in order to determine gestational diabetes mellitus. Statement 38, respiratory distress syndrome is caused by the inability to produce surfactant, which is commonly seen in premature infants. To treat respiratory distress syndrome, lung surfactants are given to the premature newborn. Statement 39, if there is absent variability on the fetal heart monitor, the nurse must stop the oxytocin infusion. Statement 40, if the dead fetus stays inside the uterus for longer than 3 to 4 weeks, the pregnant client can end up developing DIC, which is disseminated intravascular coagulation. Statement 41, magnesium sulfate can be given for preeclamptic clients to prevent seizures. Signs of magnesium sulfate toxicity include respirations of 12 breaths per minute or less. The antidote of magnesium sulfate is calcium gluconate. Statement 42, circumcision cannot be performed if the newborn is a preterm infant or if the newborn is healthy. Statement 43, the Apgar score is assessed and recorded at 1 minute and 5 minutes after birth. The 5 vital indicators of Apgar scoring are appearance, pulse, grimace, activity, and respiration. Apgar score of 0 to 3 requires full resuscitation. Statement 44, if the nurse notices tremors in the newborn, the nurse must swaddle the newborn and check for hypothermia, hyperthermia, hypoglycemia, drug withdrawal, hypocalcemia, or other potential causes. Statement 45, a visible umbilical cord through the vagina is a prolapsed umbilical cord. Statement 46, station is the measure of the fetus descending progression above or below the midplane from the presenting part to the ischial spine, which is measured in centimeters. Statement 47, to detect the presence of amniotic fluid in vaginal secretion, a nitrosine test is performed. Statement 48, gestational diabetes can be frequently treated by diet alone. In some cases, insulin may be prescribed. Statement 49, the nurse should expect the pregnant client in the first trimester to have a decrease in insulin dosage. Statement 50, the nurse should expect the pregnant client in the second and third trimester to have an increase in insulin dosage. Congratulations on mastering all 50 quick maternity facts. Make sure you're comfortable with these before you take your next maternity exam or the NCLEX. Need more maternity nursing practice? Check out my maternity video, 100 True or False Maternity Statements for Aspiring Nurses. Eager for more tips and tricks to become an outstanding nurse? Tune into my next video where we dive into essential nursing school hacks to boost your skills and confidence. Thanks for dropping in and see you in the next video. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Want more tips and tricks for passing the NCLEX? Then be sure to check out cutienurses.com/start. Don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you next week.